Zog de Mishnah and Daf Samach Gimelam and Aleph. Lo Yetze Ish Lo Bisayef. A man is not allowed to go out on Shabbos in the Shus Rabbim with a sword. Velo Bikeshes or with a bow. Velo Bitris or with a shield. Velo Beola. Ola is a makel, the Gemara is going to say, which has on the top of it a ball, which is to defend itself in war. Velo Beroimach or with a spear. Vim Yotzo. And if a person went out with all these things, Chayv Chatos is Chayv Chatos. Now, all these weapons that you chayv chatos on is because klei milchama are not considered a malbush or a tachshit. So these are, even if they're swung around your shoulder with a belt or even with a strap, the maisa, it's not a malbush, neither a tachshit, according to Tanakhama, so you chayv chatos. Now, the chiddush why you chayv chatos, even though you're not physically carrying the sayif, let's say, the sword, let's say it's strapped in a belt or it's swung around your shoulder with a strap, why chayv chatos? The reason is because in the choil, in the weekday, that's how you carry it in a regular way too. So mele midaraisa, it's considered a masui. So mele, that's why it's considered chayv chatos, even though you're not carrying it, because you are carrying it, because that's the derech to carry in the weekday. Now, lagabe soldiers or shomrim, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's considered a malbush b'shas melchama. At the time of melchama, so that's its malbush. Now, the art started to say that maybe for a shomer it's called a tachshit, because he's showing off, is the chvoida, he's wearing something that he looks very honorable in, that he has a gun. So that's the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan, HaKoponim legabe shas melchama, and yesh lodun if it's considered a tachshit. The art cholkim that say behedya that know that it looks like nirash shahilach l'melchama on Shabbos, so even today, bizman hazeh, it will be osa, it's neither a tachshit nor a malbush. And that's the reason the Tanakhama why it's also. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer oimer tachshit in henloi. Rabbi Eliezer says a chiddush is a tachshit even if it's in your hand. Meaning Tanakhama says that it's a masui even if it's swung around your shoulder and it's strapped in a belt. Because be'etzim it's a masui, it's neither a tachshit nor a malbush. The Aruch HaShulchan declares if b'shas melchama it's considered a malbush, or others say that maybe if you're a shomer it's considered a tachshit because it's choshev, you're wearing honorable. But the pashtus is that with goyza, according to Tanakhama, it looks like you're halachah l'chama, and it will be also, it's neither a tachshit or a malbush, and that will be even if it's strapped. Comes Rabbi Eliezer and it says tachshitin in loy, the chiddush of tachshitin is if even if it's biyodoy, it's considered a tachshit. Now, lemaisa, even if it's a tachshit, it's also midrabbanan, like all tachshitin, because of maris ayin. That anything that's biyodoy, it's maris ayin. So zok the Magen Avraham, anything that's biyodoy, it's shaykh maris ayin on. The Magen Avraham Shin Aleph, so be yodai as maris ayin that it's halachah l'chama, that would be applicable even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Zog the Magen Avraham, according to this, if a person has a cane that he wears because of kvoidoi, so it's vayta osa mishu maris ayin because it's considered be yodai. The Tiferi Solomon Mishnayah says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's mutal chatchila, and who then you're allowed to go with a makal chvoidoi, it will be mutal chatchila. So it's yisrael tikam machloikas. If biyodoy, if the shaykh maris ayin or not, or no, because it's a tachshit, so it's muta, so melech l'chvoidoy will be muta, so like you would be able to carry a cane l'chvoidoy too. L'maisa l'haloch the mishbur and shin aleph samachvov brings to the day of the Magen Avraham to be machmir, and he asks us to carry a cane as covered like the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The kosher biyodoy, it's osal maris ayin. So Al-Kaponim, the claim Milchome, according to Tanakhama, is Chai V'chatos, it's a Masu, according to Bliyaza, it's a Tachshit, so it's only also Midrabonim. Zok the Mishnah, V'chachomim Oimrim, Ein El Gnai. This is a beer of the Tanakhama, that these are not Tachshitim, claim Milchome are Gnai, Shenemar, it says, L'osid Lovid, the Pesuk says in Nishaya, V'chitu Chavoisom Le'itim, meaning, your Chavoisom, your swords, will be meant for Charisha, V'ani Soisehem Le'mizmogos, and other weapons will be used for Zmira. So there won't be wars anymore. So because there won't be wars, so it's a gnai, because la'asid lovay there won't be wars. That means be'etzem it's a gnai, because currently it's in a situation where we are not yet la'asid lovay. So it's a gnai, so it can be a tachshit. Continues the Mishnah, biris tehoira. Biris is a kli that's mishamish another kli. The Gemara is going to say, it's a strap that holds up the stockings. So Mehilchas Tumah Taira, it's a Kli Meshamish Kli. So that's why Mehilchas Tumah Taira, it's called Tahar. It's not a Kli that's Meshamish Adam. But Mitzad Chash of removing it on Shabbos, you're allowed to go with it. V'yoysim HaBeShabbos, you're not going to remove it. You're not going to be Meshal Filet because it holds up the stockings. So there's no Chash, you're going to remove it. Kavolim, the Gemara is going to explain, are the chains between each leg that connect the birisin together, they shouldn't take large steps. The Gemara is going to explain the reason why. But those chains are there to mishamish the Odom, not the Kalim. So Mamela Mihilchas Tumah and Taira, the Kvalim are Tumeim, because their Kvalim are Kli Tashmish Odom, so they consider Tomei. But the Ein Yoisim and Mishabas, because those you could remove, they're made out of gold. There's a chashash you might remove them to show off, it's like a tachshit that you might come to remove. And there's no chash over here that the stockings will fall because the beerus is holding up the stockings. The kvalim are just holding up between the two beerus and they shouldn't take large steps. So mitzad hilchus tumet, mishamish ha'odom, it's kvalim tmeim. But mitzad yoitzim b'shabes, it ain't yoitzim b'shabes because it's made out of zov and you might come to remove it. Zog di gemorah mai ba'olo. One of the claim al-chomi we said is an olo. Zog di gemorah kulfa. So the Aruch on the side says kulfa is kupel pirush doimel makel, it's like a stick. The roisha ogul, the top is it is round, kuma kadur, and it's like a weapon that it's a stick with a ball, could be it's a spike ball, and that's what you use to defend yourself. Rabbi Yezer mitachshitin lo, Rabbi Yezer argues, and he says that all these klei mechoma are considered tachshitin. And the tachshitin, so memela, it's can be chai v'chatos, it's a tachshit. And that's a question of the poiskim, the Magen Avraham, and the Tiferes Yisrael, if lechatchila, this tachshit is mutter going to Abliyazah? Or no, it's not mutter lechatchila. Nafkmin legabi going with a cane on Shabbos. Meaning, tachshit in loy, it's a regular din tachshit that it's osa midrabonon. Or we say that no, going to Abliyazah, it's even mutter lechatchila, that type of tachshit is mutter. And even biyode will be mutter. It's yes, marasayin, not marasayin. The Magen Avraham, the Mishbur says, machmel like the Magen Avraham, and it will be osa lechatchila. Zog the Gemara, Tanya Omer Lele Rabbi Eliezer, Chima Acher, the Tachshitin in Loi. So they told Rabbi Eliezer, if it's a Tachshit, Mipnei Mahim Betenu Lemoyz HaMashiach. So why Lemoyz HaMashiach will there be bottle? If it's a Tachshit, if it's a weapon, so I understand why it's bottle. But if it's not a weapon, if it's a Tachshit, so why is a bottle Lemoyz HaMashiach like the Pasuk says, V'chitu Chavoysam Le'itim? Omer Lehen, Fisha Ein Etzichin. You don't need them anymore. Shenema, Lo Yisa Goel Goy Cherev. So Melet, it's not necessary for a weapon. So that's why it's going to be bottle. So let it be still applicable as noi. Let it be considered as a tachshit that a person can use even lost lovoi. Omer Abaya, midi dehava ashaga betira. No, there is no such thing as a light in the daytime. So here also, it can't be a noi. A weapon can't be a noi in a time when there's no milchom anymore. So the whole shame noi will be in this battle. Zogmo pligi de Shmuel. This argues on Shmuel because we're saying loss of love won't be relevant. The Omer Shmuel ain ben oilam hazel moisa mashiach el shibud kol yis bavad. Shmuel shita is that loss of love, meaning oilam hazel moisa mashiach. Not loss of love, moisa mashiach. The moisa mashiach there just won't be shibud kol yis. That means in Eitzol there won't be shibud kol yis. There won't be malchus over us. However, there will still be klei milchama. Shenemar, kilo yechlal evyon mikerav ha'oretz. There will still be evyonim. There will still be poor people. There will be paupers mikerav ha'oretz. It will not be yechlal evyon mikerav ha'oretz. The only difference is shibud goliyos. So according to Shmuel, so emela, it will still be relevant. There might not be in Eitz Yisrael. There might not be shibud goliyos, but there will still be in outside of Eitz Yisrael. There will still be in shayach the whole mitzias of cherev. Zogmo mesiela lebchia ba'aba. This is indeed a raya to Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba. The Omer Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba, kol ha'neviyim lo nisnabu el lemois ha'mashiach. All the nevuas of the neviyim, that there will be a change in the whole world, not just Shibud Goliyos, is referring to lemois ha'mashiach. Not like Shmuel said that ein bein lemois ha'mashiach el Shibud Goliyos. But forget, all the nevuas of the neviyim is lemois ha'mashiach. Aval lo'ilam haba. Ayin lo yros elekim zelo secho. For olam haba, even the neviyim were not misnaba, that is something that is still unknown. Now, Tosafot over here, right, he says that according to Shmuel, that we said, Ein bein olam hazel lemoyz ha'mashiach el shibud goliyos, afakav tehashta ein yushlayim, ve'ein beis ha'mikdosh, now there is no yushlayim, there is no rebuilt beis ha'mikdosh. Ve'ilu lemoyz ha'mashiach, yeh hakol bonui, so there will be a beis ha'mikdosh, there will be yushlayim, so chloimai, the high ein bein lav davka. So Tosafot says that it's lav davka ein bein. It's not pshat, there's only shibud goliyos. There will also be a beis ha'mikdosh, and there will also be a rebuilt yushlayim. So it's not only Shibud Goliyos. Now, the Rambam, there's a steer in the Rambam, because Mishnah has this kasha in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says, the din of Shmuel, that Ein Bein Moisa Mashiach, lo mahaze el Shibud Goliyos. And in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Ches, the Rambam says, the Rebchiyah Ba'abah's memory, that kol ha'neviyim lo nisnabu, elo li Moisa Mashiach. So the Kesmish effect the stira that what's pshat in the Shitza Rambam, that Ein Bein Moisa Mashiach, lo mahaze el Shibud Goliyos, That's in Hilchus Melachim. He brings the member of Shmuel, and in Hilchus Tshuva, the Rambam says that Bchiah's member that Kol Neviim Lo Nisnabu Ela Moisa Mashiach is mashma that all the Nevuah of the Neviim is going to take place by Moisa Mashiach. Zok the Gemara veIkad da Amri Omer Loi Rabbi Eliezer v'chi me'achad the Tachshit in Loi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying it's a Tachshit. So why should it be bottled, the Tachshit? Tachshit is still applicable to Moshe Mashiach. You're right. It's not going to be bottled. And it will be a Tachshit even to Moshe Mashiach. Heine de Shmuel. That's mamash like Shmuel's memra. That the Moshe Mashiach and Olam Hazeh, there is no difference, only Shibit Goliath. Well, like Tosfos says, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be Yerushalayim, but the Moshe Tachshit will still be relevant. Heine de Shmuel, who pleaded the B'chiyah Ba'ab, and this argues in the B'chiyah Ba'ab, it says that the Nevi'im and the Snabe for Moshe Mashiach. Zogt mir omle abay le ravdimi va amle le rav avia va amle le rav yosef le ravdimi va amle rav avia va amle abay le rav yosef my time le rav loze dom tachshit nein loy what's the reason why it's called a tachshit the chsev because it says in the pasuk chagor char becho al yerach gibor hoyt cho vadorecho it's called a hoyt cho means your noy your beauty so we see that the tachshitim these weapons this is taka the reason why there are those that want to say that even according to Tanakama the Aruch Shulchan says that klei melchama b'shas melchama is considered a malbush. There are those that say for a shomer, for a watchman, a guard that stands by a building, that's his klei tachshit. That's he shows off his wares. That's his covered. Upon him, it's called hoyt chavad recho. Om le Rav Kana le Marbrei the Rav Huna hay bedivrei teriksiv. Meaning the reason Rabbi Eliezer is saying it's called a tachshit because of the posuk. Om le Rav Kana no that posuk of hoyt chavad recho is going in divrei Torah. Meaning that it. The pasuk is saying that the Torah is your hoyt chavad recho. Omalei ein mikri yotzim de pshutoi. You're right. It could be going on divrei Torah, but mi de pshutoi lo yotzim mikra. It says chagor charbecha. Charbecha could be claim el chama of Torah, but mikra mi yotzim de pshutoi. It's still not going to be yotzim de pshutoi. Charbecha is referring to a sword, and the sword is called hoyt chavad recho. Omer Rav Kahana, Kadavina by Tamnes Reishnin, when I was 18 years old, Vava Gemilele Lekula Hashas, and I finished Gan Shas, Veloy Havidana de Mikri Yotim Nepshutoi. I did not know this klal of Mikri Yotim Nepshutoi, that you have to pass some mikro also, Adash, until now. Zogdem Arzchias, that what he didn't realize that Mikri Yotim Nepshutoi is when we dashnik psuke for Divrei Drush, like we're saying over here, that Hoytchava Derecho. Is ein mikri yotzim lepshuta? It's going on the cherev and not just on the Torah. Meaning, originally held that's the ikka, the drush. That what you're dashing is the ikka, but you don't say ein mikri yotzim lepshuta. But ein chanami, when you're learning a halacha, a din, then avada he knew that ein mikri yotzim lepshuta. That avada remains. So that was the chiddush that he's saying that at hashto I did not realize ein mikri yotzim lepshuta. My question, what's the chiddush? What are we telling us over here? So come on, the ligma inish v'hoda lisber. First you have to be ligmer. First you have to be finish shas. V'hoda lisber, and then go into the time yalochas. So Rashi, the ligma onish v'hoda lisber. Ligrois shmeitze merabe. First learn the shmeitze from his rabbi. V'avakav the layodel kula time. If you don't understand all the reasons. V'hoda lisber, and then learn the timeim. The kashele l'rav kana. V'la'av yodel l'hai timeim. V'talmud ha'av koyim lei. Midahav ba tamnesrei. He didn't know the reason. But he did finish Shas. So even though Talmud have a koimle from 18, from Tamnesrei, but time he did not know because Ligma ever had the Lisber. Zogdemor Simon Zorus, Omer Reb Yirmiya, Omer Reb Lozo, Shnei Talmud Chomim Chadin Zela Zeh Behalocha, HaKadosh Baruch Matzliach Lehem. Two Metimel Chomim that are Chadin Zeh, because Halocha the Ebesh is Matzliach Lehem. Zogdemor Sho, HaTzlocha is in the Vitori Alein. Shenemar, Vahaderech Tzolach, Al tikri v'haderech ela v'chadotcho, meaning loshen chidud. V'loy oid ela sh'oin l'gdula sh'nemar, tzlach rochoiv, rechev. So tzlach, you're going like a rechev, like going on a horse, rechiva. Like we find, Dr. Mashal, we find godless by Mordechai when he went on a horse. So Yosef, tzlach rechev. Yochel afilu sh'loy l'shmo, even if the mechadin sh'loy l'shmo, Talmud lo imano al dvar emes. Only if it's a dvar emes, mechadin ba'alocha, then the taka going to be zoicha, to oil nigdula and the zeicher to akodesh baruch matzliach lehem. Zogim al yochlim heges daitoy. Maybe if a person is meges daitoy beloshin gaiva, so he also zogim al no tamalim va'anova tzedek. Only for anova if you're humble. V'im oisin can if you do so zeicher neteres shenit nabiyamin. Your zeicher neteres does not nabiyamin shenema v'toicha neiro ois yamincha. Meaning, if someone is lemaiminimbo, that he learns Torah with the ganze maiminimbo. Zok Rashi, the maiminimbo shel Torah shemefash b'shin taimein bediktuk uboyrin kiyamin hayemumenes lemelocha. He's using the right hand for Torah, not the easy way out, the smile. Lemaiminimbo b'chol koicham. So then yezoicha taku to both. Then oich yom iko because can oich v'chovet lemasmi ilim boy. Those that take it b'masmi ilim with the left. So then, oish v'chovet ik oich yomim leko. Zog ma'om rabbi yom rabbi shimon loke shnei tamen chom ha'noichin zeh lezeh ba'alocha. Tu tamen chom ha'dan ha'noichin zeh lezeh ba'alocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv lehem de'ebi shelisten zeh dem. Shenema, oz nidbru yirei Hashem, ein dibru ala nachas. Dibru b'loshen nachas. Shenema, yad b'ramim tachteinu, loshen av nachas. Mayav l'choshu eshmoy, om rabbi yom yafi l'chishv l'asiv mitzvah. V'nenas, if someone, the end of that pasuk says, l'choshu eshmoy, if someone thought about doing a mitzvah, v'nenas, and he was nenas, and he wasn't able to, v'lo yaso, malol, because of kilo osa, as if he did it. Om rabbi chino bar idi, kol oisa mitzvah kama mora. If a person does a mitzvah, the kama mora, l'shmo, or with all the protim, so then, ema vasem b'suus rois, he's not going to be mivasem any bad tidings, b'suus rois, shenema, shoyme mitzvah, lo yedid dovera. Omra vasi vitem rabchilino, afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyiz egzera, in with the Ebesh made egzera, hu mevatlo. So the two pshotim in hu mevatlo. Either the Ebesh has mevatlit, because he's doing a mitzvah kamamora, meaning lishmor b'chol proteo, or hu mevatlo, he's able to be mevatlo the mitzvah, the oysa mitzvah has the koich to mevatlo the gzera. When he does a mitzvah kamamora, lishmor and b'chol proteo, so then he himself hu mevatlo. Shenema, pasher dvar melech shilton, umiyomil matase. And then it says, "V'somach le shomi mitzvah liyedid dovera." Om Rab Abba, Om Rab Shimon Loke Shnei Tamil Chom Hamakshim Zelazem Alocha. To listen to one another, Alocha Kodesh Baruch Hu Shomei Alekoylon. Shneimal Hayoyi Sheves Baganim Chaverim Makshim Lekalecha Hashmi Eini. If they don't in Cain, if they don't do so, Gom Leshchinah Shemistalekz Miyisrael Shneimal Brach Doidi V'Doim Elcha. Om Rab Abba, Om Rab Brach Doidi. So the Shchinah is Mistalek. Om Rab Abba, Om Rab Shimon Loke Shnei Tamil Chom Hamadgilim Zeba Alocha. They Madgilim Zelazeba Alocha. Zok Rashi Maasvin Zeze. Since we don't have a rav to teach us, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyav on shenemar v'diglo alay avo omarova v'hude yada tzur de shmeitzah, meaning learn together. They have to know the tzurus of the shmeitzah. They have to know the shoresh to learn themselves, to learn without a rabbi. V'hude lesle rabo, they leslu rabo b'mosa lemigmenei. There is no rabbi b'mosa where they are to teach them. So then the Eibishter is makshiv lehem. Then the Eibush says, Oyavon Amin, because they're learning themselves together even without a Rebbe. Zog the Gemara, V'omer Rabbe Abba, Rabbe Shimon Lokesh, Gola HaMalvez, Yoyse Menat Tzedaka, Men Oyse Tzedaka. Someone who lends someone money is even greater than Oyse Tzedaka. U'matl B'kis, and someone who's matl B'kis, he allows someone to be mistaker himself with the money to do a business venture. So Yoyse Mikulon, then he's giving his own independence to that person, and that's even Yoyse Mikulon. If a Tamid Chacham is noikim noite kenachosh, then chagreo amosnecho, then keep him choyge. Zok Rashi had b'goboy shesoif chalhanis mitamudoy. Even though he's noikim noite kenachosh, but you'll be nana from his learning. Im am oretzu chosid. Im am oretz hu chosid. If he's a Amoretz Chosid, don't live b'shchunosay. Because Rashi, because since he doesn't know Dikduke Mitzvahs, ein Chasidus is Shalom, his Chasidus is not Shalom. So if Chalom many, you learn from him incorrectly. So Mele, al Tode b'shchunosay. Omer Rav Kanom, Rav Shimon Lokish, v'amel Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Shimon Lokish, v'amel Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Shimon Lokish, kol magal kelev ra b'tech beisoy. Whoever's magal lei kelev ra b'tech beisoy. Meinei Chesed b'tech beisoy. Because he's not allowing Zok Rashi Aniyim to come to his door. They're scared of the wild dog, the Kelev Ra. So Mimela, it's Menea Chesed from his home. Shenema, like it says in the Posek, Lamas. Zok Rashi Lamas means a Kelev. Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Mireyu Chesed. He's Menea Chesed. Zok Demorish came, Beloshin Yevon is calling the Kelev Lamas. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Omar, Af Perig Mimene Yerushamayim. He removes Yerushamayim. Shenema, Viyiras Shakai Yazoiv. We'll stop over here at the top of Samach Gimel Amid Beis.